A youth soccer organization is launching a capital campaign to pay for new fields. In January, the Illinois Fire Juniors signed a new lease on community fields owned by the Central Illinois Regional Airport. The three-year deal could be extended, but there has to be progress toward moving out for the airport to grant those extra years. WGLT correspondent Colleen Reynolds has more with Illinois Fire Juniors board member Jeremy Kelly, who says they don't want to waste that grace period.
We announced that we are starting a capital campaign. We've identified, why we haven't identified specific sites, we've talked to multiple landowners. We've identified what we need as far as a facility, what it would take, and we started kind of crunching the numbers, putting things together and figuring out what would a future look like or what would we need, whether it's our own or whether it's a partnership with other, a Katie Kim, a Dave Stark, if cities get involved, if another group comes along and wants to do something, we're trying to figure out what would it take.
So talk about that number and specifically how it relates to the minimum that you think Illinois Fire Juniors needs.
Sure. Well, we know that if you look at our current facility, it's about 60 acres, and that's roughly 20 fields out there and some parking. And anybody that'll go to a tournament will tell you that the parking is a little cramped out there and it gets a little crazy. So we definitely know that we need something a little bit bigger. Obviously, we're looking at, are there options for just replace current fields to similar fields? But if we were putting something together or if we were talking to a partner, we would come to them and say, hey, we are looking for something in the 100-acre sort of range, something with some bigger fields, something with some basic amenities like bathrooms, electricity, which we don't have at community fields now, maybe running water, maybe some better parking. So we would be looking at those things as a minimum. And when we put all those things together, started looking at land prices, starting looking, not putting together the actual architectural plans of everything, but putting together what are the basics that it would take and what are the rough costs of those, we figured out to do something basic and get that 100-acre, not a Taj Mahal, but a basic facility. We did the numbers and it looked like we would need $2.25 million in order to do that initial kind of phase one, if you will, complex.
What percentage of that money would you hope to get from corporate donations, businesses, and then from groups and individuals? Have you thought that out?
Well, we haven't really targeted specifically. We need this or that. I mean, I'd take $2.25 million from anywhere and everywhere. Obviously, we're looking primarily, there's some places we really feel that there's a fit with the business community. For example, if one of the biggest expenses is going to be growing grass, seeding, doing that, well, there's landscaping companies in town that wanted to do a sponsorship or partner with us, we'd be looking for that. If we're talking, somebody like Caterpillar comes in and says, hey, we'll donate some equipment and raise the fields or level the fields, that could certainly help. So there's opportunities where there's strategic partnerships like that, a Nike or any of the soccer community wants to come in and do some sponsorships. We're looking for those. But we're also looking for the local sponsorships. Scribbles has been a long time, very active sponsor. We'd be looking for local businesses like that that are tied into our community, tied into the soccer scene, can help out. And then past that, we know that that's not going to get everything. We know that we're going to have to rely on individual fundraisers. That could be individual donors. That could be matching through an employer. That could be the simple campaign we're putting together, the ones you hear about, the eating out in town or the different smaller fundraising events, I'll call them. And it could be bigger events where we've already had one trivia fundraiser as a for example. We're looking to do some bigger and bigger events, but we'll do whatever we need to in order to get to that number.
I'm Colleen Reynolds. You're listening to Sound Ideas, and I'm talking with Illinois Fire Juniors board member Jeremy Kelly about a $2.25 million capital campaign that was just announced this week. Have you been successful in finding a lead gift, which is something you typically look for in a capital campaign?
Yes, we actually announced this weekend at our tournament that we have a new naming rights sponsor for the next 3 years for our tournament. McLean County Orthopedics, TPC Training, and then Advocate Bromin are those three organizations came together and are doing a partnership with us, which is worth $75,000, which is a huge first step for us. It's a great lead off, and we're very, very thankful for them and enjoying and looking forward to a great partnership over many years.
So they'll be donating that over 3 years?
Correct.
You mentioned at your tournament. Tournaments are considered money-making operations for the cities that host them. So sports tourism is something that the city councils guests have mentioned when they went out, particularly the town of Normal, now has a feasibility study underway, and they mentioned the importance of sports tourism. Talk a little bit about that, because there are some people listening who don't care about soccer and don't have kids in soccer.
Sure. Well, in my opinion, it's one of these things that us as a community need to seriously look at to diversify our economic base. You look at other cities are doing this, and Rockford is an example we use all the time. I think our team's been up there three times this spring, and they have a tremendous facility up there, not too far away, and they had a tournament that got canceled for weather about a month ago, and they said that it was going to be $1.89 million of economic loss just from that weekend tournament. So we certainly know the numbers are there. Now, looking at the local scene, if you look at the numbers, last year we had the traffic counter come out. They put that at the entrance of our tournament, and on a super bad rainy weekend that was just terrible weather all weekend, we had 6,000 cars come in and out of our facility, and we had 2,000 people park across the street in the rain and walk across the street. If you compare the numbers from last year to this year, you're going to see a lot more people, a lot more cars, a lot more activity happening. We this year had 160 teams at our tournament, so if you figure about 10 to 15 kids per team, plus parents, grandparents, add on, that's a lot of visitors just in one weekend to Bloomington Normal.
Jeremy Kelly from the Illinois Fire Juniors Board of Directors, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Colleen Reynolds.
And I'm Mike McCurdy. You're listening to Sound Ideas on GLT.